Hey, this is Dominic Pruitt, and what you're listening to right now is an MP3 audio file of the process of me changing out a mesh net bag on my Broden Pro Cutthroat net and replacing it with a ghost replacement bag that I bought from Broden. And so if you actually go to the post and you're following along in the pictures, the first picture you see here is my net with the mesh bag in it. And so the first thing that I did was I removed the net. And so the process of removing the net involved basically just taking a small scissor and cutting the backing that is used to hold the net on, and it's a black backing on this particular net. But once I cut it, it was kind of difficult to get the backing out of all the holes. And what I ended up doing is I ended up taking the end of a pen cap and the little piece that you would use to clip onto your pocket. And I used that to kind of pull up the Dacron backing and to loosen it up so that I could get it out of each of the channels, or the whole channel that goes around the net. And so I would pull up the Dacron, and then, you know, I'd manage to pull the net and get it pulled through the hole, and I did that all the way around the net to get the net removed. And once I did that, if you follow along the second picture there, you'll see a picture with, you know, basically a net with no mesh bag. And after I did that, what I noticed is that the end of the net was worn. And one of the reasons it was probably worn is because I threw the net in a fair number of bags over the years. I've had this net about 10 years now. And what ended up happening is the protective surface on the wood, the polyurethane or whatever surface that Broden put on it, started to wear down to where actually the actual wood was exposed. So once I found that out, or once I looked at it closer, I actually, took a little sandpaper and prepped it up and resurfaced the whole net. Actually, I worked through the whole net and applied a couple layers of polyurethane just to protect the wood, because, you know, as you all know, the net is used in water, and so the last thing that I wanted to do is have the water swell, and so at least I'm putting a protective barrier on it. So that's the third picture here, as I just show a little bit of detail on the refinishing that I did on the net, and now it's a nice, shiny, brand new looking net. So if you go along to the next picture here, it's a picture of the ghost replacement net that I was shipped, and it doesn't look anything like what is in the product pictures that Broden has on their website. I really expected that kind of net to show up, and if you look at my previous post, I actually do link to the ghost cutthroat net, and I would have preferred that type of net, and I was a little disappointed that I got this one, but you know what, this is really what I was looking for, so this may do. And so I followed the process that was on the Broden website on how to assemble or connect the net to the frame of the wood frame. And so I went ahead and did a first pass at this. If you can look closely at the picture of my first attempt here, you'll see the net frame, and then you'll see the ghost bag. And what you'll also see is that I decided to connect the net bag at the base of all the big loops on the top. And you know, I did a quick sizing, and that actually fit the inner circumference of the net, which of the net frame, which was about 39 inches, was exactly the size of a medium net bag that I ordered. So my first attempt at this, I put it all together, and if you notice on the bottom of the picture, there's a clip, and every time I pull the white Dacron through to affix the net to the net frame, I used the clip to kind of hold it, because if you didn't hold it, then elasticity of the rubber causes the backing to want to pull back through, and of course then things get loose all the way back several turns through. And so putting the clip on there after every loop through helped at least keep tension all the way on the loops that I've already done. I finished all the way. One of the things that I ended up doing is tried to use a clinch knot to tie the initial one, and what ended up happening is I cut it too short, and the clinch knot, I think I only have 3 or 4 turns on it, because I wanted to fit in the hole of the net frame. The clinch knot came apart, and so the white Dacron at the very beginning of the net assembly came loose, and it all came off. So, I was initially planning on trying to, you know, remove those larger loops at the very top of the net after I had assembled it, but since it came apart, I just took the whole thing apart. So if you move on to the next picture, at my second attempt, what I did is I actually took a scissor and I clipped off all those larger loops, and when I removed that, that allowed me to get the to basically affix the net closer to the frame and actually orient it so that I had the net go in one direction below the net frame. So as I looped on each one of those nets, each one of the loops, it also allowed me to cinch down on areas where the upper loop was blocking the area, so I had a more even tension from hole to hole along the net frame and fixing the ghost net back to the frame. So again, I follow the process that was outlined on the Broden website, where you clip the net at the top part of the bow, and then start with the handle, and then work your way around. And this worked out very nicely as I worked all the way around. And when I finished, I followed the directions again. I did a half hitch. I did 3 half hitches at the very end. And once I, you know, once I cinched that down, the half hitches went into the hole, and the resulting knot was very, very clean. So the other thing too on my second attempt is I did not use a clinch knot at all. I just used 3 overhand knots and just tied them really tight. So hopefully that holds, and if by chance that it comes loose again, at least I know how to put the net on. And if you go to the last couple pictures with the black background, that's the finished net looking at it from the top. And then, you know, looking at it back at the handle, and then a little bit of detail on the affixing of the net along the route. And if you actually look pretty closely, I think there's, you know, a couple of areas where I fixed it, where it went over the area that I had cut off. So again, when you cut off those larger loops, at least on this Broden Pro Cutthroat net that I have, it allows for a more even spacing of the net along the net frame. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this MP3 audio to go along with the pictures, and if you have a net that you want to replace, this hopefully is useful to you. Thanks a lot. Bye.